looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
I want to encourage you to go to 2gb.com so you can see this for yourself. It's a story about Keswick Island. Now, Keswick Island is to die for. It's a tropical paradise in the Whitsundays, and it's controlled by China. The Queensland government owns the island, but it's approved a 99-year lease, handing over control to a wealthy Chinese developer. The developer, China Bloom, is now kicking the locals out. They're trying to clear every Australian from the island. They've closed the airstrip. They've shut the boat ramp. They've put keep out signs all over the place. They've even locked the gate to the national park. It's a bit like that TV show Survivor. You've been voted off the island. Julie Willis has rented on Keswick Island for 6 years. Out of the blue, she's been told to pack up and get out. She's on the line. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. I think a lot of people will be shocked to understand that this is going on right now. How did you feel when you were told to get out of there?
Oh, well, I was very shocked. I was vacating one house because I had to go down to look after an elderly relative on the south coast of New South Wales. And I was coming back up to move into another house to actually caretake. And when I sent an email through to advise the management that's what would be happening, I didn't get a response, but the pilot of the flight that was flying me in rang me and told me that the plane wouldn't be allowed to land if I was on it. And then I got an email back saying that I had to sign this undertaking, giving me 3 days to pack up my belongings, pay for a barge to take them off in advance of take my belongings off, sorry, in advance of knowing how much I would have. And I had no real intentions of leaving the island on a permanent basis. And after a long and protracted negotiation with the project manager for Keswick Island, I managed to negotiate a week to actually vacate, and was able to stay with friends on the island while I went through that process.
But let me just bring in Craig Gilbert, because he's lived on the island for 13 years. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
I want to ask you about the airstrip, because you are a pilot. You've been flying in and out of the island for 13 years. Now they've shut the airstrip.
Correct, yes. The day that they took over, I got a call to say, get my plane off the island within 12 hours. I was called, I spoke to the island manager at 8 o'clock that night, and I had to have it off the island by 8 o'clock in the morning. No reason given. We'd been flying in and out for 13 years. I'd land on that airstrip 1,305 times without incident. And we had businesses on the island, myself and my partner, Karen, and I'm retired now, but, you know, it destroyed her business.
And then you've got the boat ramp as well. The boat ramp has been shut down.
Not only the boat ramp, which is what they've done, is they've fenced and gated and chained and padlocked the airstrip, so there's no access. Now, the public boat ramp, which is also their barge ramp, is within that compound. So they made us a real dodgy one further around the corner, open to the northerly weather, which we are using now. Done it without permits, without any engineering whatsoever, which is, you did that on the mainland, you'd be in plain jail. They've confiscated our boat trailer, taken away the tractor, which we used to pull our boat out. Our boat's been in the water for 3 months now.
Let me go back to you, Julie. These keep out signs have gone up all over the island. And what about the national park? It's now got a padlock on it.
It has. And that's the national parks are probably the most beautiful parts of the island, apart from the beaches. And it's appalling that Australians are locked out of their own national parks. This is an asset that belongs to all of Australia, not just the people that have 20% of the island. And that is part of the headlease agreement, that access be given to those national parks.
Do we know what China Bloom's intentions are with the island?
No. We've tried since June 2018, when they were first interested in the island. We've reached out as a group of sublessees, as the Residents Progress Association. We've had no response. We haven't even seen a representative from their Australian, from Greatton Developments, and despite numerous attempts at reaching out to invite them up to meet with sublessees, to invite them to Mackay to meet with sublessees. They just won't listen, won't even respond.
It was the Queensland government that gave the 99-year lease to this company. So, Craig, it's now up to the Queensland Premier to step in and explain what's going on, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've been down. We had six of us went down to Brisbane and had a meeting in the Premier's office. She wasn't present. Her Chief of Staff was, Ian Hutchins. We gave them a 250-page submission with a lot of breaches, non-compliance issues, etc. And it's fallen on deaf ears. And Anastasia, since then, twice has got up on TV, once on Channel 9, once on Channel 7. The state, she knows nothing about Keswick Island. Mm. Where do you go from there, Ben? We don't, you know. So then, consequently, now we've held the media off for a long, long time. So now we're welcoming you guys.
Well, I'm glad you allowed Dan Nolan from A Current Affair in, because his story just blew me away. And I encourage people to look at it up on our website now, 2gb.com. And Craig, what a shame. This is one of the most picturesque areas on the planet.
Ben, that's what struck the heartstrings of Australia. We, as of last night, we'd had 690,000 views of that ACA program. And you know, I've sailed around the world in my yacht, and I chose Keswick Island. It is the most beautiful spot that I think I've ever been to,
yeah.
And it belongs to Australia.
Well,
it belongs to Australia.
They've got no right to be bullying you off the island or Julie. Oh, I appreciate both of you coming on, and we will keep up our interest in this case, so stay tuned. I've asked the Federal Treasurer about it this morning, who quite rightly said it's a state government issue, but we'll keep on asking questions all the way to the top. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Craig and Julie, what about that? One moment you're living there in peace and quiet, the next moment you're told, get off the island.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.